Oh, good morning, Big Town Man. I've been thinking about, you know, the issues of what I have to say, and there's the personal and private life, and then there are the world topics at large in the fucking world in general, you know. And sometimes, you know, I think, oh, I'm supposed to have this really glamorous fucking life and all this, oh, Hollywood and the stars and, oh, yes, you know, but the truth is, I have fucking, you know, basically a fairly ordinary person living a fairly ordinary life, and, you know, I have sort of strengths and weaknesses and liabilities and assets, and, you know, this is how I sort of see the world, you know. And I don't think there's much point. I've never really liked the idea of trying to be someone I'm not, you know. So I just have to accept myself as magnificent as I am and be content with that. God, yeah. So sometimes, you know, fucking fucking whistling window. Just open the window, just this window here, and the little side window doesn't whistle. You know, like this. Builds up air pressure in the vehicle. That's gone. Yeah, so the harmonics of the wind whistling window, you know, car velocity, air pressure, internal air pressure, and that fucking, I suppose it's like kids running around the house screaming, you know, and fighting and shit, you know what I mean? You can sort of go deaf, but, you know, sometimes you just go fucking, I really wish the cunts would shut up, you know? But the journey so far, so yeah, in 12 step fellowships, you know, AA and all of its spin-offs, there's some people who are really dedicated, pencil to paper, read the book of instructions, do what's required, you know what I mean? And then there's a lot of half-assed people that fall by the wayside, and then there's a lot of tourists who are kind of saying, well, yeah, I really want to get on the fucking cruise. I want to go see the world, but I'm a bit busy right now, can't go down, can't go book a ticket and get on the ship, you know what I mean? Might do it another time. I wonder what this cunt wants. So anyway, that was a distraction. So going out, get some food, get some medicine, get some hardware, and the main thing right now, who is that fucking camera? These fucking screws. Oops. They're called impact driver bits. And what happens is when you drive screws in with a mechanical screwdriver, you know, like an electric type, like a slow speed, high torque drill, you've got to push the bit hard into the fucking screw head. Otherwise, they can do what is called camming out, which means they sort of wedge out. You know, they slide and sort of wedge out and they go buh, 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 and buzz, you know, or buzz, you know, if they sort of... Yeah, so what happens is with the, I don't know about price exclusively, but there's a sort of a good risk and sort of a good range of sort of recipes for particular steels, you know, particular alloys with particular alloying elements and particular sort of heat treatments and fucking forging processes and all this sort of shit that the really cheap ones don't last long, and they tend to be soft, and they tend to sort of, the tips of them sort of burr and rub over and stuff. The very high quality ones tend to last a lot longer than the really cheap ones, you know? And, So, given that the ones I had are sort of got lost, they sort of roll around and disappear. And the only ones I've got are the cheap ones for hand tools, which are not really designed to fucking have a lot of wear and tear, you know. I've got to go get some new ones of those. And, So, here we go. Traffic. Good morning, Mick Dalman. Well, part of the shopping trip went really well. Parts that I've done These are them. God, I look like an old mole. Hello, bird. Hello. Well, this is what I scored. There's a fucking camera. Yeah. It was like 10 bucks for a pack of 10. And, yeah. Especially, yeah, they sound a lot harder. They sound a lot harder than the fucking metalist ones. Blades. Hello. And this is an important thing. Where's the fucking camera? How can I fucking see this? Says SK5 on the blade. That's a grade of a medium carbon low alloy steel, and means it's pretty fucking tough. It's hard wearing, but because these are disposable blades, supposedly, unless you're a fucking cunt who just hates throwing shit out, you can relap the blades until they sort of get, you know, like at a bit of an angle, and you can keep sharpening them nearly forever. And this has got a fucking lock on it. It's really good. So you got to lock it to close it, and you got to unlock it to fucking open it, which is really good. You know, I just need one for home. There's one for the car, one for home. And I can't remember if I've had these before. But yeah, I haven't eaten since late last night. And from memory, they were fairly lame. Not like, you know, you go, fuck, oh man, my face is burning, you know. It's supposed to be. I mean, you've got to be when you market stuff to people. It has to be things that people can eat. And you don't want really extreme stuff, but you don't want really lame hot chili stuff either. So if you can have these sort of condiments or snack foods, they're marketed as flaming hot, fiery chili and lime. These are what most people who like hot spicy food, what most people will like and appreciate most of the time, you know. Yeah, they do a fair job. They're all right. Yeah, I think I got to get away from the internet, because I feel like I'm sort of where you're just doing shit to fill in time rather than picking any one of the sort of, you know, gathering up, say, 10 or 20 videos a day. And going, wow, gee, this is a matter of great significance. You know, download, upload, download, upload, download, upload. I'm now going for 3 things where people can learn something, you know, it's like it's a resource rather than just sort of And I think I might take a bit of a note from Hammerhand's and a few other people's style, you know. Find things, if I work out how to do the how to do the picture within a picture, you know, so I can play, pause and analyse, you know, what I sort of see going on. I think that might be better, you know. Yeah, I'm doing sort of one or two videos every day or two, you know. Because I'm starting to feel that the content that I'm reposting is a bit like a dead horse, you know. What I got the knife out for, some carrot cake. Butter, look at that. And unlike the bloody buddy great purveyor of poontang, when butter is really fresh. See, the packet, that paper is like it's a wax sort of paper or just greasy paper, but it is also porous, you know, and when butter oxidizes it goes rancid, you know, and it changes color. And when it's starts getting a little bit on the transparent side, you know. And this butter is fresh. Because the colour is all over even, and it's a nice light yellow, you know. There's no, God. There's a truck with a funny, about 600 meters. It's got a yellowy, one headlights from a car, a motorbike in front of it. No, it's a car without, with one working headlight that's yellow. And yeah, so you know, you got to get busy and live the life. All this MGTOW stuff and the men's groups and, you know, all this sort of stuff is, there's a clinical manager, and she's a bit of a, she's just a retarded fuck. But she did say a couple of good things. She said that, you know, and how are you going with the fucking anger? Meaning, you know, because she said, when my old man, when my father had his heart attack, he started to get a lot more fucking assertive. You know, stop sort of shitting on shit and, you know, confronting people in there when they're, you know, in the wrong, you know, doing the wrong thing. And I'll tell you what, Mike, navigating conversations is a skill. And there are plenty of people who are so lacking in self-awareness that, you know, they're too fucking stupid to get it, you know? Like, they're brainless cunts. And I did an online AA meeting the other day. And it was listed as they didn't list it as an audio only a Zoom meeting. So, with all the rains and shit that's been happening lately, the internet slowed right down. Phone calls aren't going through. You know, all sorts of shit. So, oh, that's nice. No one had said this is a cameras off meeting, and I couldn't get my camera to work, and I couldn't get any fucking incoming video from all the other people. So I waited for a pause in the conversation. I started saying, look, you know, where I am, I can't get the cameras working, and I'm wondering, is this a camera off meeting, or if it's, you know, due to, you know, water getting into the phone lines and disrupting the signal and stuff, you know. And as I'm about halfway through that statement, this fucking woman goes, ba 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 ba, you know, started talking straight over the fucking top of me, like I'm not even there. So I confronted her. I said, do you mind, you know, not talking over the top of me when I'm talking? You've had your turn. Now I'm having mine. You know. And so, you know, and I just sort of said something else along those lines. And she goes, bah, 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 bah. I said, do you fucking mind? What, you know, are you some sort of a stupid cunt? Don't you have any fucking manners? You know? Show some respect for other people in the meeting. You know? And these fucking, they're just retarded cunts. You know, I'm not a social worker. You know? You take turns. You give other people a go, and then you have your turn, and then someone else has their turn. You don't just start talking, you know, straight over the top of someone else like they're not even fucking there. So I said, well, you know, I confronted her. Fuck, that cake was nice. I confronted her, and then I let the fucking matter drop, you know. And I just said, these fucking stupid cunts, you know. Oh, nice big bit of butter. Good for you. Yeah, I just said, fuck this. This meeting is just so full of fucking idiots. I said, fuck this, I'm out of here. Went to a different one. You know, like, how old are you? Don't you have any courtesy and respect and fucking just good manners? You know? Unbelievable. Well, that's all that sort of, you know. Whereas before I would have bottled up the rage, you know what I mean? Just sat there and said nothing. Now I just, you know, these fucking stupid cunts. Oh, fuck, carrot cake. So now I just confront them straight out. Well, it looks like I've left my fucking shopping run a bit too late. So I'll do part A today and part B tomorrow. That's all right. Yeah, fuck. Nice bit of butter. And a nice bit of cake. Fuck, that's good. Yeah, so it's programming changes. That's good. I kind of got to escape the internet a bit. It's too addictive, it's too easy, you know? And it's a long-standing habit. Just get up in the morning and then, oh, check the emails and check this and check that and have a look at this and have a look at that, and then all of a sudden it's kind of like evolved into sort of, you know, from, you know, going, oh, fuck, you know, it's, I started this at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What happened to the day, you know? To where I'm going, like, fuck, you know, fuck, it was 6 o'clock in the morning, now it's 10 o'clock at night. Oh, fuck, that cake's nice. Yeah, fuck. A little bit of cake with a nice big fucking thing of butter on it. It's good for you. Noir is a bit pricey and a little bit out of date. I also did get some Greek fucking mix. This is not as good as... No, it's different, you know? One place put sliced cucumber and all that shit in it, and sliced cucumber and cherry tomatoes and all this sort of stuff, and this has sort of dried tomatoes, feta cheese, olives, and yeah, that sort of stuff, you know? Stuff that lasts a bit longer, keeps a bit longer. So that's good. So I've got a big heap of that. That's sort of a dinner. Oh, well, once I've sort of eaten most of it, that sort of counts as a sort of substantial sort of a meal. And I have to get home and sort of, you know, get on my meds and a few other things, you know. Yeah, so I've got to figure out how to do that, you know. Picture within a screen. You know, how to do, like, the webcam and the picture and how to record a video and all that sort of shit, you know what I mean? I think it's called getting off your ass and figuring it out. I heard that song in the fucking supermarket, waiting for a star to fall. We're just waiting for a star to fall. La da 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 da. Like more than anything else is the pastel colours in the evening. Fuck, they're nice. because they're really sort of, I like all colours. But I particularly like the sort of pastel colours of sunsets, you know. There's a whole fucking huge spectrum of colours. It's like those milk paints. You know, they're very sort of soft. They're easy on the eye, you know. Waiting for the stars to fall. Da 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 da. Hey mate! Hey mate! The driver, he's got nice legs. Well, it's an alternative to saying you need a hand. Hey mate! Because there's things that you can say, you know, when you're having fun, you know. And you're having fun. And just watch us strip the gears in their head. Fuck. I create some brilliant stuff, you know. And, you know, like, lying in a general sort of sense is just fucking wrong, you know. Conning people, misleading people. Being a fucking asshole, stealing, you know, all that sort of shit, you know what I mean? But there's lying, which is having a bit of a lend of people, you know? You know, just to sort of, like, it's a harmless but very funny prank. And one of them, when I was on the motorbike in the city and it was a lovely warm day and everybody had their windows down and, you know, the air was just beautiful, you know. And I'd split the lanes, you know, I'd come up to the traffic lights and I'd go between the cars. And I'd slow down and check out the women, you know, and if I thought, oh fuck, she looks like a bit of all right, you know. So rather than just, you know, chatter up at the lights or something, I'd say, hey love, you know, your back wheel's gone round, I think you better get it fixed. And she'd look at me and she'd sort of lean out the window and look at the fucking back tyre or whatever, and I'd go, yeah. Take it to the fucking tyre store, you know, Bob Jane T-Marts or something like that, you know, take it and get them to have a look at it, tell them what I said, you know. You know, and they go, oh, what's wrong? I said, well, you know, if it goes around enough, it goes out of shape and can blow out and get very dangerous, you know, see? And they, oh, really? Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm, you know? And, see, the fun is, you know, is in telling the lie, spinning them a fucking story, you know, spinning them a yarn and getting them to, you know, and just seeing how sort of that ratio between how ignorant they are mechanically and how gullible they are, you know? You know, and it's sort of passing the passing the joke on, you know? You know? So once he gets to the tyre, you know, the retailer slash repair tyre changing place, so he can go, oh, the guy told me that, you know, my back wheel's gone round and I better get it fixed. And if the guys have got any fucking brains and, you know, a sense of humour, they'll go, oh, yeah, yeah, it has gone round. Oh, just, we better have a look at it. And after sort of 5 minutes of bullshit, they'll go, oh, nah, I think this one should be all right, actually, yeah. Look, I think you're safe to keep driving on it, but if there's any problems, just give us a call, do come back, you know. You know, it's like, you know, it's immense fun, you know, just to do sort of retarded shit like that, you know. You know, and it's like, they're good jokes, you know, they're funny jokes, I don't mean clean jokes as in, you know, doesn't say the F word or anything like that, you know, but they're morally dignified jokes, you know. They're good jokes, you know. There was that woman who, oh, there were those kids that were jumping into a river, you know, and they were hanging off a stick, a swing, you know, and they're hanging off the stick with both hands up like that, you know. And then one does a, you know, sleight of hand, and he hands this other kid just a stick with no rope attached. The kid grabs the stick and then he runs off the fucking cliff and just goes plop straight down into the river, you know. Oh God, that's funny, you know. You know, dignified jokes, funny jokes, pranks, you know what I mean? Bit of a suck-in, you know? And you don't sort of, you know, you don't demean them or degrade them, you know, or humiliate them, you know, you just sort of, you know. Good fun. That's what I mean by good, clean fun, you know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes a woman actually knows a bit about cars and she knows a bit about tyres and she knows you're talking out your ass at her. And that could be, you know, quickly flipped into having a good conversation at the lights, you know what I mean? Alrighty. Time to play.
I'm the bird.